Good evening, folks. This is Emma, otherwise known as Sunday Twist on Twitter, and I am Emma L on Audioboo. Welcome along. I'm recording this on my new laptop. It's a Toshiba laptop, and I don't probably think the sound is as good as I had before on my HP laptop, but hopefully you can still hear me. I know I said I was going to get back into these Audioboos, and I am, but you know, it's winter and the weather isn't so good and all of that jazz. But anyway, I'm not going to bore you with stories of winter, stories of wind, stories of rain, stories of all that stuff. So I'm going to actually talk about, today I had to go in and buy myself yet another pair of earphones. I must lose more earphones for my phone than anyone in this planet. Sorry, my voice is all clear. I need to clear my throat, so excuse me while I do this. Okay, so I lose earphones all the time. Like, I mean, all the time. Sorry, I'm just going to get a jumper out of my bag. I constantly lose earphones. And don't ask me how, or is it even possible, but I do. I either lose them, break them, the sound goes in one ear, the sound goes loose. Anyway, so I had to go in today to buy said earphones. And you'd be glad to know I bought said earphones. But before I bought said earphones, I was going mental. I was down Grafton Street, which, if you've never been to Dublin or know much about Dublin, that's one of the main shopping streets in Dublin city centre. Down there, I was walking down the road, and people just either cook straight across me like I am invisible, and believe me, I am far from invisible, and it's like I'm not there. And I'm standing there going, hello, I am here, so I end up nearly clattering into them. More is the pity I didn't clatter into them, actually. But, and I'm like, come on, I am here, hello. You know, you could say, sorry, excuse me, do you mind if I walk in front of you? But no. Sorry, just throwing my shoes away. Not away, but over on the other side of the room. And it's so ignorant. It's pig ignorant. And not only that, I hate shopping. Now, when I say I hate shopping, I don't think there's a person in this planet that hates shopping more than I do. I remember one stage when I was a child, my mum actually refused to bring me into town because I hate it. I'm one of these people, right, that goes in with the idea of what they need to get, exactly knows what you need to get, where you need to get the stuff, and go home. I mean, window shopping, hanging around town, doing all that sort of jazz is not me. So, basically, and I was trying to get down the road, and people are stopping, walking really, really slowly, talking to each other, going, oh, look, you know, look, shall we go into the shop? Shall we not go into the shop? Go into the shop and go. Leave me alone. Let me get on my bus. Oh, my God. It's so frustrating. Then I was coming also down, trying to get down to HMV, first of all. Get into HMV. Now, HMV layout in the shop is terrible. Now, I can understand it's a busy time of year. They've got so much stuff in the aisles and everything. This woman was, right, she was walking on my side. We're walking in opposite directions. I'm going this way. She's coming from the opposite way. And I'm like, there's not enough room to walk on my side. Walk on your own side. Go close to the DVDs. Let me get where I need to go. Oh my God, I hate shopping. Who invented shopping? Seriously. If I could have bought these on the internet, which I know I could have, I would have. But I just hate shopping. Isn't shopping frustrating? And my mum is the world's biggest shopper. She loves shopping. She could shop, 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 shop. And I think I inherited it from my dad. He hates shopping. He hates it. From the minute he gets in there, he wants to go home. And I'm a bit like that. Clothes shopping. Now, that's another bugbear of mine. I wait to the last possible eventuality of going clothes shopping. I hate the whole, You go into whatever shop, right? And you pick up whatever items you think, oh, that top looks nice, those trousers look nice, and, you know, would I get a jacket to go with that? And you're picking various tops and mixing and matching and stuff. And I'm not one of these people in body shape that can just go, yeah, I'm a size whatever, I'll just buy it. Because I know that I've done that in the past, get home and the thing doesn't go next or near me or looks awful. So I have to try them on. And as I'm trying them on, I then realise, well, you go into the cubicles or the area, the changing rooms, and there's a woman there behind the counter, and she says, okay, how many items do you have? And I say, 5, 6, 7, whatever. And she goes, there's a restriction. You can only have 5 items. I'll give you a little tag of 5. I'll hang on to the other 2. I'm thinking, I've got 7 items. What do you think I'm going to do with 7 items? You know, if it's a question of how long I'm going to be in the cubicle, I'm going to be just as long whether I'm holding on to 5 or I'm holding on to 7. Because if I'm holding on to 5, I'll have to still come out to you and look for the other 2. So, seriously, you know, what's that all about? And I've noticed in some of these shops, they have these electronic tags. I mean, does it really matter how many items of flipping clothes you've got in there? And I hate the whole... Actually, I remember years ago, they used to have these cubicles, obviously. And they always used to have the open, you know, get changed in front of everyone else. And I was never comfortable in that scenario, ever. I was thinking, I have to go into a cubicle. And I'd be thinking, God, you know, all these people are mega skinny, and then there's me, and I just feel next to them and feel a bit self-conscious. I was like that about when I used to go to swimming classes. I used to go, I think, and it was a Friday. And afterwards, I hated the whole getting dressed again in a room full of people. I hated it. Anyway, I've come off on a tangent now. So yeah, shopping, and then today it was just manic, and I know it because it's Christmas week. I hate having to walk down Grafton Street on Christmas week because it takes so long to get down there. You've got carol singers, you've got people collecting for charities, you've got bands, you've got people meandering, walking slowly in a relaxed zone. I'm like, walk, 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 I have to get my bus. Can you please walk? Keep walking. Anyway, and when I was in HMV, other shops are available, of course. I was in there, and next thing, I was trying to find the earphones, because I had to buy said earphones, as I said. And I realised, actually, I should have kept doing what I did, but I was walking down the row, thinking that I could get to the earphones there, but then I realised it was like a dead end. Your man in front of me was staring at me going, you're not skipping the queue. But yeah, I could have actually gone that way because they had earphones left there, which I didn't think they did. But anyway, the moral of the story is I've got my earphones, and that's great. Because as I really need my earphones on my commutes. I like to, you know, listen to YouTube and Audioboo and all that jazz. So I'm back in the land of the living, and I got pink earphones. My last ones were green. These are pink. I think I've nearly had the whole set of all the colours of the earphones that JVC have. I think I've had blue, green, pink. I've probably had more, but I can't recollect them. So yeah, if you're going shopping this week, oh my God, I wish you luck. I wish you so much luck. It is crazy. And I wish, actually, I'm thinking if the shopping is bad today, Lord knows what it's going to be like by Friday. And anyone who works in retail, I commend you, because I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it because I hate shopping, and I'm not a real clothesy person. I don't like going shopping for clothes. So I wish you lots of luck if you are working over Christmas Eve and stuff. But I do commend you, and I think that's fabulous. But I just hate shopping. Jesus, I hate it. People are so rude as well. It's like you're standing there, but it's like they don't see you. They just clump into you. Walking down Grafton Street again, someone whacked me on the arm. I'm like, I am here. Do I have to put myself with a light bulb over my head to say, hello, guess who is actually on Grafton Street?
Yes, it is me. But anyway, I'm sure you've got the point and you've listened to 10 minutes of my rambling about shopping. So, without further ado, and without boring the pants off you, I am going to let you go. I hope you're well. I'm actually really tired tonight. I'm really tired. Really busy day, so mega tired. But two more working days, and then I get 2 extra days off. And then it's a 3-day working week next week, and then I have 2 days off again, and it's a 3-day working week again. I could get used to 3-day working weeks, couldn't we all? Anyway, that's about it. So, I'm actually looking here at my audio booth. My last one was 5 days ago. No, note the common thing that I said I was going to get back into making audio booths. The audio booth before that was 19 days. The next one was 20 days. Next one was 24 days. Next one was a month. Crazy. But, yeah, you know me. All or nothing. So, that's about it. So, I hope you have a lovely evening. I hope you can actually hear me on my new Toshiba laptop. And I will catch you all really, really soon. Christmas shopping. Oh, don't get me started. Bye for now.